听力课堂，听 class.com。
全国翻译专业资格水平考试辅导丛书，英语口译实务三级，第四盒，
第八单元，会展介绍。
Unit 8, Exposition.
Section 4,
口译练习。听力练习。一，听与复述。
Listen to the tape and repeat what you have heard.
The Panama Pacific International Exposition was the 1915 World Fair held in San Francisco, California. Taking over 3 years to construct,The fair had great economic implications for the city that had been almost destroyed by the great earthquake and fire of 1906. The exposition was a tremendous success and did much to boost the morale of the entire Bay Area and to help get San Francisco back up on its feet. Officially, the exposition was a celebration of the completion of the Panama Canal and also commemorated the 400th anniversaryof the discovering of the Pacific Ocean by the explorer Balboa. San Francisco was only one of many cities hoping to host the PPIE. New Orleans was its primary rival, but in 1911, after a long competition of advertising and campaigning, President Taft proclaimed San Francisco to be the official host city. The tallest, most well-recognized building of the PPIE was the Tower of Jewels. Standing 43 stories tall, the building was covered by more than 100,000 colored glass jewels that dangled individually to shimmer and reflect light as the Pacific breezes moved them. There were many other palaces, courts, state and foreign buildings to see at the fair. However, most of them were made of a temporary plaster-like material,designed to only last for the duration of the fair. Luckily, one of the primary exposition buildings, the Palace of Fine Arts, was not torn down with the rest of the buildings and was completely reconstructed in the 1960s.
二，听与跟述。
Listen to the tape and simultaneously follow up with your repeating the passage.
The Palace of Machinery was the largest palace on the grounds, with an enormous space for demonstrating various mechanical techniques. Hearst ran a giant color press here where they demonstrated printing the Examiner newspaper. There was a very popular exhibit of submarine mines and torpedoes. All sorts of exhibits were in place showing modern America's heavy machinery, machine tools, steam, gas, and oil engines, passenger elevators,and hoisting apparatuses. There were also many electrical exhibits by Westinghouse and Edison. Every state in the Union had a building representing them at the exposition. Some states designed traditional conservative buildings, while some tried to use more of a flair for the original by designing buildings that conveyed a sense of what their state represented. For example, Oregon State Building was a replica of the Parthenon,But instead of Greek marble pillars, they substituted 48 huge redwood trunks, one representing each state in the Union. Virginia's building was a reproduction of George Washington's home at Mount Vernon, and included many pieces of furniture used by President Washington. The Ohio building was an exact reproduction of the State House in Columbus, minus its dome.
三，听与笔记。
Listen to the tape and take notes while listening.
Thanks to the concerns of the leaders of CPC and the state, Chinese Export Commodities Fair was inaugurated in spring 1957. It is also called Canton Fair, as Canton, Guangzhou, is the city where the fair is held biannually. Having developed for over 40 years, the fair now becomes a famous comprehensive export fair,and earned the title of China's number one fair for the longest history, the highest level, the largest scale, and the greatest business turnover in China. with the pattern nationwide 48 trading delegations organized more than 15,000 excellent Chinese enterprises to display about 150,000 varieties of products at the fair. The CECF is now arranged by 5 categories in 35 exhibiting sections, including industrial products, consumer goods, textiles and garments, gifts, foodstuff, and medicines. During the 94th session, more than 150,000 overseas buyers from 201 countries and regions attend the fair, and the trade transaction reaches more than $20 billion. As China's opening up deepens and the national economy and foreign trade develop, the CECF, serving as a window of China's achievement in opening up and socialist modernization, will orient its development to the strategies of great economy and trade, market diversification, winning by quality, and invigorating trade with science and technology. It will further optimize the composition of exhibitors and exhibits, improve fair facilities, services, and better overall fair operation. To keep up with the pace of new era, the CECF will expedite its step in researching an exhibition pattern suitable to China's situation and the development of the international exhibitions, and make greater contribution to the economic relationship between China and the world.
考译补充练习。第一篇，汉英口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
女士们、先生们、朋友们，中国哈尔滨经济贸易洽谈会网上洽谈会隆重开幕了。我代表黑龙江省人民政府、中国哈尔滨经济贸易洽谈会组委会向参加网上洽谈的中外客商、各界朋友表示热烈欢迎和衷心感谢。为了更好地防治非典型肺炎，黑龙江省政府决定第14届哈洽会延期举行。作为哈洽会的一个重要组成部分，网上洽谈会则如期召开。这就为你到哈洽会参展参会的客商开展经贸合作提供了全新的网上洽谈交易服务，它像一年一度的哈洽会一样充满希望和商机。在信息化时代，电子商务在促进经贸合作上发挥着越来越重要的作用。哈洽会作为一个以联系俄罗斯和独联体国家为主、面向全世界的国际博览盛会，一直十分重视电子商务，为中外客商搭建了一个网上洽谈平台，并将常年为客商提供服务。这次网上洽谈会推出了中、俄、英、日、韩五种文字版本的网页，采用语音与视频技术提供多种方式的网上展示、发布、洽谈等服务。截止6月10日，数据库中总信息量10万余条，静态页面近万个，上网企业3000多家，项目1270多个，其中有我省重点对外合作项目156个，产权出让项目108个，南联项目150个，国外高科技项目80个。欢迎世界各国和国内兄弟省市的工商界人士参加网上洽谈，祝哈洽会网上洽谈会圆满成功，祝与会客商取得丰硕成果，谢谢大家。
第二篇，英汉口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
The 20th century saw the formation of a new global society.The remarkable progress made in science and technology, the development of high-speed methods of transportation, and the evolution of information and communications technologies have all accelerated the global interchange of people, goods, and information to an unbelievable extent. The world has been truly transformed. Human beings' seemingly insatiable desire for expansion, the source of this transformation, continues unabated. This has placed a tremendous burden on the natural environment, exceeding its capacity for self-recovery. The result is that we must now deal with a number of potential world crises. The time has come for the people who make up the global society of the 21st century to work together in the pursuit of a sustainable and harmonious coexistence for all life on Earth. Paramount to this is a global perspective. Expo Aichi Japan is the perspective we need. The inspiration for Expo Aichi is the marvelous mechanism of nature and the power of life. Learning from the world's vast collection of wisdom and methods of interaction with nature found around the globe, we hope to bring the world together for the creation of a global society allowing the multitude of cultures and civilizations to coexist together. Expo Aichi will be a focal point, acting as the loom for a wonderful creation. The theme of the expo, Nature's Wisdom, will be the vertical thread in this loom, and rich and varied exchange, the horizontal. When woven together, they will produce a soft, rich, and beautiful fabric. Perhaps the fabric for a wonderful new global society. The participants of the expo, the nations, regions, private enterprises, independent citizens, NGOs, and volunteers that form the backbone of global society, will be the weavers of this loom, sure to produce a wondrous fabric for the world. Closer contact will naturally give rise to friction, the very reason we wish to nurture reason, love, and the adoration of the objects of beauty that humankind possesses. But what will be the catalyst for genuine exchange? We believe the answer to be people meeting people, followed by discourse that goes beyond words to achieve mutual understanding and respect. Expo Aichi Japan is the place for this intercultural exchange. The world will gather together in Aichi Prefecture. There, we can weave together a fabric for a new global society. We can stand together, exchange smiles, and share the wisdom of the world. Let us do this for all life and the future of our planet.
Section 9. 模拟考试 Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
China, as a prosperous new market, is attracting more and more foreign investors. They are all curious to learn about the Chinese market. For those who attend the fair for the first time, they're eager to learn which importers and exporters they can collaborate with. Could you give them some tips?
我很乐意。对于那些有意到中国投资的人，我认为中国进出口商名录将会是一份重要的指南。名录收集了40,000多家年进出口额超过10万美元的中国进出口商。
Are these the most important companies in the Chinese market?
对，这些进出口公司在中国贸易市场扮演了重要角色。名录中所有公司的年进出口额占中国大陆总进出口额的85%。同时，所列公司的每一项产品的进出口额均超过了50,000美元。
What information is included in the directory?
公司名称、地址、邮政编码、电话、传真、网址、行政领导、联系人、雇员人数、创建时间、公司类型、公司资产、年进出口额、进出口的国家与地区和进出口的产品。
Part 2. Listen to the recorded passage in English and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into Chinese by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is a tape script of the English passage.
Founded in 1879, the Canadian National Exhibition is one of the largest annual fairs in North America. The CNE is located on 190 acres of the Toronto waterfront at Exhibition Place, minutes from downtown Toronto. The fair is held annually for the 18 days prior to and including Labor Day. The CNE attracts over 1.4 million visitors during its operation. The site is in close proximity to major highways and is serviced by two public transit systems. The Canadian National Exhibition has an economic impact of $47.9 million. The CNE is a large employer of students, young people, and has firmly established itself as Toronto's annual summer celebration. The Canadian National Exhibition Farm Exhibit promises to be one of the biggest and best shows we have ever had. All of your farmyard friends will be there together with antique equipment and tools. Come and you'll be able to get a true taste of the country, and lots of great food will be available.
Part 3. Listen to the recorded passage in Chinese and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the Chinese passage.
第94届中国出口商品交易会成交额达到了 204.9 亿美元，比第92届交易会增加了 11.6%。机械和电子产品贸易额达到了82亿美元，占总数的 40.1%， 比第92届交易会上升了 18.3%， 与欧盟和美国的交易量位居前列，分别为61亿美元和 36.7 亿美元，占第94届交易会的总成交额的 47.7%。 与新兴市场的成交量如中东、俄罗斯等以 32.5%、40% 的速度上升。广东省、浙江省和江苏省成为三个主要的出口地，其交易量占总量的 46%， 分别为 51.5 亿美元、23.3 亿美元和 21.5 亿美元。国有企业的交易量达到 146.7 亿美元，比第92届交易会减少 7.8%， 但是私有企业的交易量上升了 190%， 达 25.6 亿美元。此外，新采购商人数达到了 56,425， 表明交易会在开拓新的采购商市场方面所做努力已显现成效。
第九单元，表演艺术。
Unit 9 Performing Art
Section 4
口译练习。听力练习。一，听与复述。
Listen to the tape and repeat what you have heard.
Traditional Japanese puppet theater, Ninyo Dorjuri Banraku, a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity, was honored on February 26th during a performance organized by UNESCO, the Agency for Cultural Affairs of Japan,and the Permanent Delegation of Japan at UNESCO with the cooperation of the Japan Arts Council and the Bunraku Association. The performance, which coincides with the annual meeting of UNESCO's Goodwill Ambassadors, included episodes from two famous works of the Bunraku repertoire, Manzai, the Celebration of the Four Seasons, and Osono, a Tragic Love Triangle.Bunraku is one of the main genres of traditional Japanese theater, blending chanted narrative, instrumental accompaniment, and puppet drama. It emerged during the early Edo period, 1600 to 1867, from the blending of Ningyo puppetry with the popular 15th century narrative genre Joyuri. UNESCO proclaimed Bunraku a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity in November 2003 for its outstanding value from an artistic and historic perspective. This distinction, established in 1997, has been awarded to 47 cultural spaces and expressions from every part of the planet. These masterpieces are a vivid representation of the world's cultural wealth and diversity.
二，听与跟述。
Listen to the tape and simultaneously follow up with your repeating the passage.
Step dancing, sometimes referred to as Irish dance, is a type of recreational and competitive folk dance that has been popularized by the world-famous River Dance and Lord of the Dance. Although it is most widespread in Ireland, it is also found in Scotland and the north of England, where it is better known as clog dancing. When performed as a solo dance, it is generally characterized by a stiff upper body and the quick and precise movements of the feet. Couples also dance with other couples in a manner similar to a square dance.These dances are called country sets and are danced throughout Ireland with many regional variations. Larger groups of 4, 6, 8 or more people can dance traditional clog dances in which the steps are prescribed. Some of the Ceilidh dances are named after the traditional Irish tunes to which they are danced. Others can be done to any jig or reel. A related Irish form is Seannos dancing.A solo form from Connemara. Seannos is usually danced to reels with much stamping. It is very improvisational, and the arm and leg positions are not nearly as rigid as and can be quite athletic. One folk tale about the stiffness of the upper body in Irish step dancing originated when the practice of Irish culture, including dance, was forbidden in Ireland under British rule. When people wanted to dance,They would just move their feet, and if anyone happened to look in the window, they would see only the motionless upper body and think nothing of it. However, there is no firm evidence that this claim is true. Another explanation points to the various quirks or the traveling dancing masters of the 18th and 19th centuries.
三，听与笔记。
Listen to the tape and take notes while listening.
Known as the magic of the East among Europeans, Chinese shadow play is a kind of drama in which silhouettes made of hard paper and hide are projected onto a white screen. The performer manipulates the characters behind the screen while singing the libretto to tell the story. The storytelling is accompanied by music. Chinese shadow play, which came into being during the Han Dynasty, 206 BC to 220 AD,in northwest China's Shaanxi province, spread to South Asia, Central Asia, West Asia, and North Africa in the 13th century, and to Europe in the 17th century. The famous German poet Goethe staged European opera in the form of Chinese shadow play, and modern movies derived in part from this Chinese ancient art.The ancient art gradually fell from the limelight due to the impact of modern audiovisual media such as television and movies. Many shadow play groups have been disbanded, and many of the most talented artists have died. In many areas, certain types of plays and the art of performance are actually nearing extinction. But in recent years, there has been a revival of this art, and it has staged quite frequently in Europe and the United States.Shi Chenglin, a shadow play artist from Huanxian country, has presented the art in Italy, a country renowned for its opera. Since 1987, the Chinese Gansu shadow play troupe has staged 24 Daoqing shadow plays in 13 cities, including Rome, Venice, Milan, and Florence. The performances have sparked strong interest among European audiences.In Italy, the audience swarmed to the stage following the performance, eager to understand the story behind the screen. Some even offered $50,000 to buy the stage set. The wonder of the shadow play lies in its application of local culture rather than well-constructed stage set. If one is unfamiliar with the customs of Northwest China, the value of the art is abated. The globalization of the world economy is assimilating all forms of arts. China must return to its traditional arts to maintain its special cultural characteristics. Both Chinese artists and the government are making great efforts to conserve and propagate the ancient art form.